And tonight I wanted to highlight the fact that Perplexity is now, in my opinion, beating Apple when it comes to the AI experience on iOS, specifically with an AI assistant, and specifically with the AI assistant that we've all been expecting from Siri, which has very auspiciously not yet arrived. In fact, I believe there are even some lawsuits against Apple for failing to fulfill their promises on their advertising when it comes to the iPhone 16 and Apple Intelligence as a whole. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another episode tonight after our longest official hiatus on the AI Marketing Navigator since we started recording. We took a couple of days off for, again, the first time in the recording of the show. And as difficult as that was to set things down for a couple days, very much feeling recuperated and ready to get back at it. Apologies for anybody out there in the Navigator audience who felt the need for some AI marketing content. Hopefully you can forgive our lack of publishing for a couple of days. And hey, if you were following that closely and you missed us, then I so appreciate you, to say the least. Anyways, we are back at it now with an episode all about the brand new Perplexity voice assistant, and at a more macro level, exactly what that means for AI adoption, something we talk a lot about on this show. So the Perplexity voice assistant is now available on iOS, and it should also be available on Android as well. And tonight I wanted to highlight the fact that Perplexity is now, in my opinion, beating Apple when it comes to the AI experience on iOS, specifically with an AI assistant, and specifically with the AI assistant that we've all been expecting from Siri, which has very auspiciously not yet arrived. In fact, I believe there are even some lawsuits against Apple for failing to fulfill their promises on their advertising when it comes to the iPhone 16 and Apple Intelligence as a whole. Actually, in a recent interview that we will be publishing in the near future, my guest and I were talking about how it feels like the one thing that's really missing from the AI space right now is that true native seamless voice assistant. And it seems like that should absolutely be Siri, and it just has not been the case. We've talked a lot about on this show, the shortcomings of Apple in the AI race so far. Now, I probably wouldn't bet against Apple necessarily in the long run, but it's certainly looking gloomy here initially. But Perplexity and its bid to continue to stay relevant in an ever-competitive AI market, where they are running the risks of being put out of business every day as these LLMs and these core AI companies like OpenAI and Claude simply bolt on new features like search, or assistance, or voice interaction, all the things that Perplexity is trying to stay ahead of. But keeping to their tenacity, Perplexity has now stepped in where Apple has fallen short and is providing the Perplexity voice assistant. So we're going to do a couple of little demos on what the assistant is capable of, also where it falls a little short. But first, let's do a rundown on the assistant itself. I want you to keep in mind, again, that we talk about AI experiences on mobile devices and AI experiences that are incredibly seamless like this because of what they mean for the overall AI adoption into the larger market of people who have not been early adopters of the technology. And then exactly what that means for not only the tech, but also for us as marketers who are using it. The more adoption we see, the more AI becomes the channel through which we need to communicate our message, sell our products, and be able to help our customers and our prospects. So again, this is very much the voice assistant, Perplexity's voice assistant, that Siri should be. It uses natural language, and you are able to directly ask the assistant to take multiple actions on your device, things like composing emails, in the case of Android anyway, apparently sending those emails as well as calendar invites, but setting reminders, looking up directions, booking rides, booking reservations through third-party apps like Uber or OpenTable, starting media via YouTube or Apple Music in the case of iOS. Again, some things that are a little bit more deeply available on Android right now than iOS, like being able to open Spotify, for instance. That was one of the things we were unable to do in our demos tonight. Of course, we know the capabilities that Perplexity has with real-time web access and search. All of that is baked into the voice assistant as well. Apparently, the assistant is also going to be contextually aware of past conversations and the personal history that you've had with it. Hugely, hugely impactful, I think. Check out the links in the show notes, as always, for deeper dives into all of this information. But again, probably the biggest news being that Perplexity has now beaten Apple to the punch on iOS with a voice assistant. Now, it does appear that there's a little bit deeper of an integration with Android devices at this point, which is not altogether surprising given the open, accessible nature of Android versus iOS. But the primary difference being that it appears that the assistant on Android can actually be set to the default assistant and has deeper access to some of those apps, things like sending emails and actually sending calendar invites, apparently. Well, on iOS, you cannot directly replace Siri as of yet with Perplexity for the default assistant on the device, and you still need to open the app on your iPhone to actually access the voice assistant, although this is hopefully soon to be a thing of the past and something that Perplexity is working on. The founder of Perplexity, Aravind Srinivas, as always, apologies for any mispronunciation, has actually stated on X that you should actually be able to set the default action button to activate the Perplexity voice app. That depends on the iOS version that you have, the software and the device. Doesn't appear to be available on my iPhone 15, and there are some other users on X that aren't able to access that either. But again, it's something that appears to be coming down the pipe from Perplexity. One source even has the Perplexity Assistant being capable of connecting to smart home devices, so allowing for the management and activation of those directly via voice commands in Perplexity. As far as the other things that are coming down the pipe or hoped for in the future, we mentioned that deeper system integration into iOS. There are even rumored plans for a Perplexity device, a hardware device that is focusing on voice-to-voice question answering, bringing Perplexity into the smart home market as well. Again, I can't think of another company that's been as aggressive or agile as Perplexity in trying to penetrate into all of these different markets against so many giants. In the case of this voice-to-voice tech, they are directly taking on Alexa, of course, which, as you may know, if you caught our episode on the news, will soon be bringing Alexa Plus to their Alexa devices, which is their upgraded AI experience to that voice assistant. So Perplexity certainly knows how to pick its giant battles. Anyway, the main takeaway from this quick news tonight about the Perplexity voice assistant is probably one, the fact that Apple is continuing to fall behind its competitors now on its very own devices, but two, this push into a seamless, robust AI voice assistant is very much underway with all of these leaders in the field, which means a continually growing number of AI channels for us all to be paying attention to. Of course, you all know that we will be doing so here on the AI Marketing Navigator, so make sure to stay tuned as always. Okay, to finish up, let's check out a couple of these demos of the Perplexity Assistant running some actions on my device. We'll start with a simple reminder scheduling. We'll draft an email, and as you'll see, this is where one shortcoming of the current iOS assistant makes itself apparent. You cannot actually send the email as of yet. You have to click send, but it can draft it for you. And then as of right now, you can't send a calendar invite either. Just a couple of the things that you'll notice in our demos here shortly. Also, Spotify. Apparently, we cannot open Spotify on the iOS version. I was able to access a YouTube video. Check out my favorite artist, Russ, in that video. If there's any other Russ fans out there, definitely hit me up in the comments. And then I also pushed the assistant a little bit and I asked it to perform a search of the weather for the next 30 days and then suggest the best day to throw an outdoor event, I don't know, for a company or for your family. So we can do a business or a personal use case there. But again, just wanted to see what the search capabilities and kind of the aggregation of data capabilities of the assistant were. Fell a little bit short there as well, but I'll let you guys check out these demos for yourself. Again, regardless of some of these shortcomings, Perplexity is very much encroaching now onto the iOS system, into these iOS devices, and I can certainly imagine that the outlook at Apple isn't any brighter today because of it. Okay, check out these demos of the new Perplexity AI voice assistant. Okay, so here we are. We have fired up the voice assistant. Now, the first question I ask it is to schedule a reminder to record the AI Marketing Navigator. I am doing a voiceover of our actions here because I forgot to turn the audio on when we were doing our screen recording. So we have asked it to set our reminder, and if you're watching along on video, you can see that it has, in fact, set the reminder for us to record the episode. Now I ask it to modify that reminder and change it to 11 a.m., and it's going to respond here shortly saying that it has updated the reminder. And there we go, the reminder has been updated. Now the next task I'm going to ask it to do here is to send out an email to an email address. You will see that it's going to ask us to access our contacts. In this case, we don't need it to access our contacts. This prompt here, I just gave it an email to please send to myself, saying that this is a message from the Perplexity assistant. Now, as you can see, it has drafted that email using Apple Mail by the looks of it, and it has not sent it though. And I will ask it here in a second to send the email. It has drafted it correctly. It did say drafted by Perplexity. It got the message correct. Now, what you may have missed there and what it doesn't appear to have shown on the screen is that it is not capable of sending that email for us. I did ask the assistant to send the email and it said it cannot do that. Now, this next prompt is the one that I had to push it a little bit on, and it still couldn't quite get me the answer I was looking for. I asked it to look at the forecast for the next 30 days and suggest a good day that it would be to have an outdoor event. And it said, it gave me a few answers, kind of running around the fact that it's hard to predict the weather 30 days out and so on and so forth. I tried to push it to give me the best answer that it could. And as you'll see here in a little bit, it's going to suggest to us that we look towards the end of May for our outdoor event. So it's trying, it's working hard to give us the answer we are looking for. Again, here you have it saying, given the limitations on long-range forecasts, it's advisable to choose a day with favorable conditions. So kind of, again, it's given me some pretty generic information here, but here's where it suggests a day in late May might be more likely to have suitable weather. So nothing too groundbreaking as far as the insight it's giving me into this schedule. But I wanted to see just how capable or just how far we could push the voice assistant here. Now, the next thing we asked it to do here was send a calendar invite, and it says, I am unable to send a calendar invite with attendees. Would you like me to create a calendar event for you? So it can create an event, but it cannot invite any. So one more of the shortcomings there as far as the iOS experience. Now, the next thing and the last thing I'm going to ask it to do is pull up a song by my favorite artist, Russ, that I've been listening to way too much recently. Again, any Russ fans out there, hit me up in the comments for sure. But I asked it to pull it up on Spotify, and it's saying, right now, I can't directly play songs on Spotify, but I can help you find the song Movin' by Russ on YouTube or Apple Music. So I just asked it to pull it up on YouTube, and it was able to do that. So again, check out this little snippet from my favorite artist on this song that Perplexity was able to pull up for us.
This my life, this isn't just a rap song. Devil taking shots cause I'm just way too hard to pass on. I am not a superhero, but they got the flash on. If my life's a movie, I would probably say it's Black Swan. Gotta live my life.
Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.